Clement Davis says three Atlanta officers beat him after he ran from a traffic stop in 2011. In the lawsuit filed in Fulton Superior Court, Davis says he ran out of fright but never resisted arrest. A bystander videotaped the incident, which shows an officer yelling obscenities while repeatedly kicking a man. Davis sustained serious injuries, including organ damage. One officer, Brian Thomas, was fired before the Officer Professional Standards finished its investigation. OPS found Joshua Lowry and Nicholas DeMauro did use excessive force and didn't report it. So, how many times should an officer be allowed to use excessive force, lie, or violate other work rules before being fired? One? Two? In the case of Officer DeMauro, the answer is 10. But DeMauro appealed to the Civil Service Board and last month got his job back.
Hi, you have reached the voicemail of Rachel Samuda.
After agreeing to an interview, DeMauro's police union attorney did not answer, nor did she return our call. The following is an excerpt from the Civil Service Board's written decision.
Chief Turner admitted he made his decision without considering the appellant's overall performance, his many awards from the department, including Officer of the Year.
The board instead gave DeMauro a 30-day suspension with back pay. Clement Davis's attorney, Mark Bullman, declined an interview. APD did not respond to our interview request. Jim Burris, WABE News.